In the Lord Jesus, we shall continue on with our lesson.
那上一节我们看查考以斯玛利与以撒。
In the last sermon, we have spoke about Ishmael and also Jacob.
这对兄弟啊是同父异母。
Both were born with from the same father but different mother.
都是亚伯拉罕亲生的。
And they are all the son of Abraham.
但一个是夏甲所生的，一个是撒拉所生的。
One of them is born by Hagar, and the other was born by.
那么夏甲所生的是按着血气的，按着人意所生的。
And the one, the son that is born by Hagar, was born by human desire.
虽然他会得到也是神的赐福啊。 看顾，但是这个是属肉体的，属世界的。
Even though he also received a blessing from God, but those blessings are of this world.
所以我们会看到这些人也是会在物质上面呢，属世的方面得到神的祝福。
And we could find that all these people are blessed by God as well.
但是这跟将来啊，承受神所应许的天国的基业是没有分的。
And there's no difference of them receiving the blessings in heaven.
要承受产业的，一定要撒拉所生的。
And the one who, the only one that will be blessed by the inheritance of God will be the one who born of Sarah.
就是圣灵所建立的真教会。
That is a true church that is built on Holy Spirit.
所以现在我们跟一般教会什么关系呢？
And what is the relationship between us and the other denominations?
哎，就是保罗所说的。
It's just like what is said by Paul.
今天我们虽然是同样是相信耶稣基督。
Today, all of us believe in Lord Jesus.
但是呢，不同的教会。
But we are all from the different churches.
教会就是我们的母亲呐。
And church is our mother.
同一位父。 天父是一位，但是教会不同。
Even though our father is the same one, but mother is different.
所以我们就要确认，我们是属撒拉的还是属于夏甲。
Therefore, we need to differentiate if we are of Sarah or of Hagar.
所以现在我们会跟一般的基督徒啊，应该是这种关系。
And therefore, this is how I put myself. Explain myself as to the relationship between us and other Christians of other denominations.
同父异母的兄弟啊。
And we are of the same father but different mother.
但是按着血气生的，会逼迫按着应许圣灵生的。
But those are of flesh will succumb to those are of spirit.
所以我们真耶稣教会一直以来啊，都会受到这样的逼迫。
And that's the reason why that True Jesus Church has undergone much persecution from other denominations.
哎，这是正常的啊。
I see this as a normal course of development.
没有什么稀奇啊。
There's nothing strange about that.
哎，感谢神。
And I thank God for that.
今天我们能够确认自己的信仰，也能够了解啊，跟我们不同母亲的这些。
And today we are able to come to recognition and also understanding between the father and mother relationship in terms of our faith.
我们就把它看成是不同，同父异母的兄弟姐妹一样。
I'd like to look at it this way, that we are of the same father but different mother.
我们能够将真道来传给他们。
And so they were able to preach the truth to them.
如果他能归入，那感谢神。
We thank God if they can one day come under the name of Lord Jesus.
那他不愿意归入，我们也没有办法，不能勉强。But
if they refuse to, there's no way we can force them to.
一切都有神的旨意。
Everything will be done under the will of God.
好，那接下来我们要来看以撒，以撒啊，与雅各。
And the next, we would like to study on two characters, Esau and Jacob.
哦，以扫与雅各，那就是同父同母的。Esau
and Jacob was born with the same father and same mother.
哇，又是双胞胎。And
both of them were twins.
那这个关系啊，实在是太接近了啊。
And their relationship is so close.
可是啊，这两个不同。
But you still find difference.
哎，那这个以扫啊，跟雅各的不同是在哪里？
And what is the difference between Esau and also Jacob?
是怎么样分出来的？
And how can we differentiate from them?
哎，这个就让我们从圣经里头啊来了解来学习。
Then we'd like to study from the scripture about their differences.
让我们再进一步啊，对我们自己的信仰应该要怎么样来啊保守来追求。
Then by studying it, then we know the way to protect and also preserve our faith.
我们从以扫跟雅各的这个事上呢，可以来帮助我们对信仰的一个认识跟追求。
From Esau and Jacob, we can come to understand our own level of faith.
我们请看创世纪二十五章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 25.
创世纪二十五章。
Genesis chapter 25.
二十五章记载这个以扫跟雅各他的出生。
And over at chapter 25, it records the birth of Jacob and Esau.
这个以扫结婚了，娶了利百加，经过四十年了，没有生育。
And after Isaac has married Rebecca for 40 years, and she never become pregnant.
就四十岁的时候啊，他娶妻是四十岁，现在啊，经过了二十年了。
And after 20 years, they have gotten married.
他六十岁的时候才生。
It's only at age 60 that she gave birth to them.
那是将近二十年，结婚二十年了，都没有生育。
And in this 20 years of marriage, there was no children.
所以这个利百加他也认为就自己可能就不生育了。
Therefore, Rebecca thought to herself that she was barren.
但是以撒呢，他对神有信心。
Then Isaac has faith towards God.
以撒这个信心呢，从他父亲亚伯拉罕传承下来。
And Isaac's faith was passed on by his father Abraham.
亚伯拉罕二十五年之后啊，他七十五岁到九十九岁才得到神这样的应许，生以撒。
And Abraham has only gotten a son at the age of 100. There was 25 years of waiting.
所以已经经过二十五年了，神的应许，二十五年的时候，一百岁才生以撒。
And Abraham has waited for 25 years before his son Isaac was born at his age 100.
但是这个以撒呢，现在才十九年呢，才十九年，二十年左右。
And this Isaac has waited about 20 years before he had this twins.
利百加也很着急啊，他认为自己不会生育。
And Rebecca was anxious that she was barren.
但是以撒呢，他不会着急啊。
But Isaac was never panicky over such a matter.
他相信神一定会赐给他儿子的。
And he strongly believed that God will grant him a son.
这是以撒的信心。
That is the faith of Isaac.
所以这个时候啊，可能利百加已经耐不住了所以以撒就为他祷告神。
Therefore, Isaac has seen Rebecca was quite worrisome, so he prayed to God.
那么神就应允了以撒的祈求。
Then Isaac has received a promise from the Lord.
所以利百加就怀孕了。
And Rebecca has became pregnant.
那没有想到一怀孕就是双胞胎。
And out of their surprise that she was conceived with twins.
不但是双胞胎啊，更奇妙是这个两个孩子长大之后，在肚里面长大就开始争起来了。
And even in the tomb, twins were fighting with one another.
所以他看着很痛苦啊。
Therefore, during the period of pregnancy, it was quite painful for Rebecca.
这个时候啊，利百加就求问神了。
And Rebecca then prayed to God and asked.
为什么呢？让我怀孕了，这个很快乐的、高兴的事情，现在又让我这样痛苦呢
？And why did I have to suffer during the course of pregnancy?
那神就指示她。
Then the Lord instructed her.
我们看二十三节。
Let's read verse 23.
二十三节，神对他说啊，两国在你腹内，两族要从你身上出来，这族啊必强于那族，将来大的要服侍小的。
The Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from within you will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger.
这个是神直接对利百加的启示。
This is a direct revelation of God to Rebecca.
这个是一个预言呢，神预先呢就告诉他的。
This is a revelation given to her.
所以他知道两个国，他这两个孩子将要成两国不同的国。
And this twins of hers will one day become two nations.
要成为两个不同的民族。
And they will become two separate ethnicity tribes.
并且呢，将来就大的要服侍小的。
And then in the future, the older will serve the younger.
那这个利百加她得到这个启示，她放在心里啊。
And Rebecca has kept these words to help herself.
后来生产的时候，先出来的。全身都有毛啊，所以给他起名叫以扫。
And when the time came for her to give birth, and then the first to come out was red, and whole body was like hairy garment.
那随后啊，生下来是那个抓住啊，这个后来就抓住了以扫的脚跟。
And so they named Esau. After this, his brother came out with his hand grasping Esau's heel. So he was named Jacob.
就给他起名叫雅各了。
Therefore, he was named Jacob.
这个雅各的意思就抓住的意思。
Jacob, the meaning of this name Jacob is grasping.
这个以扫就是有毛的意思，这个雅各就抓住的意思。
And Esau, the meaning of the name Esau means hairy.
这两个孩子呢？
And these two children,
天生有这样的不同。
And they do have this difference physically.
长大以后也不同。
And when they grow up, they're even more different.
那为什么在母腹里面呢，就有这样的现象？
And why were the twin boys fighting in the womb?
因为它是不同的。
Because both of them are different.
那不同的在一起啊，它就会争。
Because they are different, then they have to fight.
那神就告诉利百加。
Then God has told Rebecca.
神的旨意，神告诉他的就是神的旨意。
Because it's told by God, therefore it's the will of God.
将来这个两个孩子生下来。
And when the children are going to be born in the future.
它就是不同的两族。
There are two different separate tribes.
那有一族啊，是神所喜悦的。
One of the tribes will be pleasing to God.
有一族是神不喜悦的。
The other tribe will not be your favor of God.
那么哪一族是神喜悦的？
And which is the one of the two that is in favor of God?
就是雅各。
Which is the tribe of Jacob. Therefore, that fulfills what is said by God. The older will serve the younger.
So, in this 26 节这里，雅各生下来之后，他抓住这个以扫的脚跟。
And over at verse 26, it says that Jacob has his hand grasping Esau's heel.
这是一件很奇妙的事情。
And this is quite a strange matter.
借着这样的一个动作。所以他就取名叫雅各。
And because of such an act, therefore he was named as Jacob.
那这个出生的婴孩怎么会抓脚跟呢？
And why did a newborn baby know how to grasp his brother's heel?
这是天生的啦。
And I think that is something that is born with.
在那个时候的婴孩他应该没有意思。
When a baby, when an infant, when a person is in infancy, there is no thinking or thoughts.
所以这样的动作从哪里来？
And how did such an act come from?
这个就是我们第一个要去思想。
This is the first thing that we must think about.
这跟我们今天呢，这个我们的信仰有关系。
That has something to do with our faith today.
雅各这个动作啊。 是出于神。
And Jacob's act was out of God.
啊，不是出于雅各的他自己有什么意思。
It's not of Jacob's own will.
啊，如果说雅各自己有这种意思的话，他可能他也抓不住。
If Jacob intended to hold on to his brother's heel, then I don't think he will be able to.
这个就是神啊，在母腹里面，神已经做好了选择。他说拣选的就是雅各。
And God has already made his choice, even when they are in the womb of Rebecca.
但是按肉体啊，以扫比较强壮，所以他先出来。
Physically, Esau was a stronger one, therefore he came out first.
哎，但是神的时候说，你抓住他的脚跟就对了。
And Jacob, hold on. It's the right thing for Jacob to hold on to Isaac's heel.
所以雅各这个抓住啊，这个是在锁链上很重要的，就出于神的旨意。
There's a very strong spiritual significance of Jacob holding on to his brother's heel.
雅各是神所拣选的。
And Jacob is someone who's chosen by God.
他抓住以扫的脚跟，
以扫就长子。He hold on to the heels of Esau, and Esau is the firstborn.
啊，他要得到长子的这个福分。
And Jacob wanted to receive the blessings of the firstborn.
他要靠抓住。
And the only mean is by holding on to his brother's heel.
所以我们从雅各的一生，我们看到他就是啊名副其实，从出生那一刻啊，按照神的旨意抓。抓住了，啊，抓住了。
In the entire life of Jacob, we literally observe that Jacob was all the while holding on to his brother.
哦，那今天这种抓就是我们的信心。
And this act of grasping is our faith.
啊，起初这个确实的信心呢，坚持到底啊，那就在基督里面有份。
It means to say that we hold on to our faith at first.
好像雅各抓住了，抓住了。
Just like how Jacob has grasped.
那他所抓住的是长子的脚跟。
And what he has grabbed is the blessings of the firstborn.
哦，那今天呢，我们要抓。
And today we must grasp.
我们今天就要做长子的福分。
And we must hold on to this blessings of the firstborn.
哎，那今天的长子是谁
？And who is the firstborn today？
我们看罗马书第八章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章
Romans chapter 8
29节
Verse 29
罗马书八章29节
Romans chapter 8 verse 29
说因为啊他预先所知道的人呢就预先定下效法他儿子的模样使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子
It says here for those God foreknewHe also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
就是神预先所定下的旨意。
This is the predestined will.
所以啊，他们还在母腹里面，神的旨意已经定了。
Even before they were born, God's will has already been predestined.
到生产的时候呢，就是这样子。
That's how it's like when they were born.
今天主耶稣啊，他就成为我们的长子，啊，就是
Jesus is our firstborn。
在诸众弟兄当中，他就长子，就是我们大哥啊。
Among all brothers, he is the firstborn。
就是我们的模样啊。
He is our likeness。
我们要追求啊，的一个目标啊。
And he is a goal, an objective that we must pursue after。
三十节啊，说啊。
Over at verse 30,
神预先所定下的人就会召他们来了。
And those he predestined, he also called.
啊，那所召来的人呢，要称他们为义。
And those he called, he also justified.
啊，那所称为义的人要叫他们得荣耀。
Those he justified, he also glorified.
现在我们了解这句话啊。
Then we try to understand this.
神选召我们，就是我们会听，我们就会听他的声音了。
And when we are chosen by God, we could hear the voice of God.
好像神选到亚伯拉罕了。
It's like God choosing Abraham.
说你离开你的本地本族父家，到我指示你的地去。
That you must depart from your homeland and come to the promised land.
他就去了。
And then he went.
那么神亚伯兰听从神的选召去了到神所指定的地方。
And because Abraham has listened to the calling of God, therefore he came. He went to the promised land of God.
那这个是神早就计划好的。
And those has been long planned by God.
时候到就把他就选召他来。
And when the time has come, then God will call upon him.
那召来的人呢，要称他们为义。
And those who are called will be justified.
所以你看，亚伯拉罕呢，神就相信了，他相信神啊，应许你的儿子要像天上的星那么多。
And Abraham believed what the Lord has promised him that his descendants will be as many as the stars in the sky.
亚伯拉罕相信，神就称他为义。
And Abraham believed so that therefore he was justified.
称他为义之后呢，99岁就跟他立约了，做多国之父。赐给他荣耀。
And after he was justified for many years, then the Lord promised him again that he will be glorified.
将来你的子孙要多得多啊，将来要承受神一切的产业。
And not only he is going to have many multitude of children, he is going to be blessed with wealth.
今天我们也是一样。
It is the same for us today.
所以神借着圣灵选召我们。
And through the Holy Spirit that all of us are chosen.
圣灵借着神的话。就是真理的道，得救的福音来选召我们。
And through the words of God, through the truth, and also through salvation.
当我们听了这个真理的道，得救的福音之后
，Then after we listen to the words of salvation and truth,
我们相信。
Then we believe.
我们接受了神的呼召。
We receive, we accept the calling of the Lord.
来到神的面前，
来到神说 before God.
神的教会。
Then we have come before the church of God.
然后呢，我们要。我们相信呢，我们相信呢，要信而受洗。
Then we believe, but when you believe, you have to baptize.
所以受洗蒙称义，罪得到赦免。
And after the baptism, then you are justified.
蒙称义之后呢
？And what's going to happen after justification?
要得荣耀，领承受产业。
Then you will inherit the blessings.
所以赐给我们圣灵。
Then the Lord will grant us the Holy Spirit.
这个就是对亚伯兰所应许的。
And that is the promise given to Abraham.
今天我们因为相信耶稣基督，我们领受神所应许的圣灵。
And because we believe in the Lord Jesus today, then we have received the Holy Spirit.
所以你这个关键呢，在这里，神定下来就是说，他选召我们来，预先定下，你要抓住这个长子，要抓住他。
And the key point is that we have to hold on to the promise of the Lord.
不能放松。
You shouldn't let go.
所以你提出这个受洗啊，受洗就是像雅各生出来一样，受洗叫重生啊。
And baptism is just like being newly born, and it's like Jacob that has been born.
所以当我们受洗的时候呢，一定要像雅各一样，牢牢抓住长子的脚跟，抓住，抓住。
Therefore, when we are baptized, we must firmly hold on to.The Lord's blessing.
信而受洗，必然得救。
Then you believe, you baptize, you will be saved.
好，那这种信心呢，一定要坚持到最后。
And you must persist on to this kind of faith.
我们看希伯来书第三章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书第三章。
Excuse me, Hebrews chapter 3.
十四节。
Verse 14.
第三章十四节。
Chapter 3, verse 14.
第三章十四节说，我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底啊，就在基督里有份了。
It says here, we have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first.
所以这个起初就是我们 生下来那个时候，最起初受洗重生的时候啊，牢牢抓住长子的脚跟，就是耶稣基督的脚跟。
The phrase at first over here is in reference to the time when we were baptized and we hold on to the heel of the Lord.
凭着我们的信心呢、啊，来跟随他，脚跟就是要跟随啊，跟随他，效法他。
And with our faith that we follow him,、
那我们就可以得着长子的福分。
Then we will receive the blessing of the firstborn.、
那我们现在看雅各。长大了以后怎么抓
？And let's look at how Jacob has grasped in the process of his growing up.
我们看回来创世纪二十五章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 25.
27节.
Verse 27.
出生的时候, 这个是神的旨意的一个显明。
And it is the manifestation of God that they were born.
那么长大之后呢, 看, 我们要凭着信心呢, 来追求神所预定的, 啊, 神所, 啊, 预备应许的这个福气。
And when we grow up, it all depends on ourselves whether we hold on to the blessing of the Lord.
神选召我们是要我们得荣耀。
The reason why God has called us is to give us the glory.
那我们要去抓, 你要去追求啊, 不追求就得不到了。
But we have to grasp or to say pursue. But if we don't go after it, we'll never receive anything.
所以像保罗说, 我是忘记背后啊, 努力面前的, 为了要得到从天上照我来得的奖赏。 这个一定要这样追求的。
Just like what Paul said, you must forget what is behind you and strive forward.
那我们看雅各怎么追求。
And let's look at how Jacob was pursuing.
这里说27这两个孩子渐渐长大之后啊,
It said after these boys grew up,
他们不同的个性就显明出来了。
And you could see the difference in their characters become more obvious.
这个以扫善于打猎，常常在田野。
And Esau became a skillful hunter. He's always in the open country.
哎, 他喜欢去追那些猎物。
And he loved to go after animals.
哎, 所以这个, 但是雅各呢, 为人安静, 常常住在帐篷里面。
And Jacob was a quiet man. He stayed among the tents.
个人都有不同的追求的方向。
Different people has different goals.
那他住在帐篷里面, 他为人安静, 他住在帐篷里面, 他想要什么?
Staying in the tent is just to enjoy the quietness. And what has the quietness brought him?
一般人是不知道的。
Usually nobody will understand why it's so.
你看不透他, 他安安静静在帐篷里面, 到底这个人在想什么？你不知道。
You never know what this guy is doing in the tent quietly.
那以扫是很容易知道的。
And Esau's action is easier to be understood.
他带着弓箭就出去，哦，又要去打猎了，一看就知道了。
When you see him taking the bow and arrow out of the home, then you know that he's out for hunting.
那这个雅各为了安静。 他就住在帐篷里面，他到底是在追求什么？他就搞不懂。
And Jacob stayed in the tent quietly, but no one ever knew what he was planning to do.
这个差别在哪里？
What are the difference?
好，看哥林多前书第二章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
14节。
Verse 14.
十四节这里说，然而属血气的不领会神圣灵的事，反倒与愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事啊，唯有属灵的人才能看透。The
man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God.
十五节.
And for their foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Verse 15.
这里说属灵的人呢，能看透万事，却没有人能看透了他。
The spiritual man makes a judgment about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment.
好，现在这个属血气的跟属灵的这两种人。
There are two different people. One is of the flesh, one is of the spirit.
所以以扫很明显，他因为是个属血气的人，他所追求的，他很容易看出来的。
Obviously, you find that Esau was of flesh. He is only after hunting and things that are of fleshly desire.
他一切都是显明的, 都是表现出来的。
All that he did has shown vividly to people.
所以以扫就是一个代表这个属血气的这种。
Esau is a representation of fleshly desire.
但是雅各就是属灵的。
But Jacob is of spirit.
他安安静静，你都不知道他在他做什么。
He's quiet, but you never know what he was doing.
他住在帐篷里面，他你不知道他想要追求什么，他在想什么。
And he's in a tent, but you never know his intention.
他看透一切。
And he has seen things.
没有人能看透他。
And no one else could have comprehend things better than he did.
这个就是属灵的智慧。
That is the spiritual wisdom.
啊，书写记的他是世上的这些才华。
And for those who are of flesh, then he will go after the wealth and knowledge of this world.
他要追求这些看得见的。
And he will pursue what is visible to him.
但是雅各为人安静，他要追求属灵的，这不是好像那看不见的。
And therefore, Jacob was going after what is of the spirit. Therefore, things that are intangible.
这是两种不同的表现。
They both have two different kind of acts.
啊，今天就显明在这个属血气的跟属灵的这两个啊，这样两件事情上面。
And so we're looking at two different things. One is of the flesh, one is of the spirit.
所以今天在教会里面，你会看到这两种不同的啊信徒。
And in the church, you could easily observe.
极少的。
And one of them, one kind of believers are just like Esau.
他是追求这些的。看得见。
He's always going after what is noticeable.
有一种是像雅各，为人安静，在帐篷里面，他在追求属灵的。
And the other kind of people are those who are just like Jacob, going after quietness.
我们现在请看一下，看未来这个创世纪二十五章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 25.
接下来呢，就记载一件事情。
And there's another incident recorded in this chapter.
先告诉我们两个人这个不同的个性。
At the first part of it, it's a description of the difference in their characters.
然后接下来二十九节就告诉我们发生这件事情。
And at verse 29, there is one phenomenon happened, taking place.
有一天呢，雅各他是在帐篷里面在熬汤。
And one day when Jacob was cooking some stew,
但是以扫呢从田里回来累昏了。
And Esau came in from the open country and famished.
所以以扫啊就对雅各说：“哎呀，你这个红豆汤给我吃。”
Therefore Esau told Jacob that, "Quick, let me have some of that red stew."
那雅各就说：“那你今天呢、啊，你把长子的名分卖给我。”
Then Jacob quickly replied that first you must sell me your first birthright.
好，那以扫说，我都要死了，这个长子的名分对我有什么益处？
And Esau in return that he replied that look, I'm about to die anyway. What good is the birthright to me?
这个名分摸也摸不到，是看不到这个名分，这什么用？
You can't even see this or touch this birthright. What is that to do with me?
现在我这个肉体啊，累昏了，我都快要死了。最重要就赶快你喝了这个有热热的这个红豆汤啊，多好。
All I'm feeling right now is I feel like I'm dying. All I want is just a red stew.
所以他所看重的，他所追求的，就是这样的不同。
And you could see the great difference of the things that he was pursuing after.
所以今天我会看到有一些信徒啊，他就真正像以扫一样。
And today I could find some believers just like that of Esau.
他是追求这些看得见的。
They only pursue after things that is noticeable and visible.
为满足我的肉体上面属世上这一方面的一个需求。
Things that can gratify my fleshly desire.
只要能够满足这个需求，那我的信仰就是好的了，他就满足了。
As long as I can gratify my fleshly desire, then my faith will stay put.
他不会想去要追求这个属灵的。
They never want to pursue what is of the spirit.
如果不能满足这些看得见属世的属肉体上面的需求。
If he or she find that they cannot fulfill their fleshly desires,
他可能就是说拜拜了。
Then perhaps he or she will say, well, I'll just give up my faith.
我要另外找呢，这边打不到猎了，这边已经没有，我要到另外一个地方去打猎。
If I cannot find something to hunt for over here, I'll go somewhere else.
所以他这个信仰是待不住的。
This kind of faith will never stay.
他帐篷是住不下来的。
He will never stay in the tent.
如果是雅各那就不一样。
It's different if that is Jacob.
他要得到这个长子的名分.
Jacob wanted to receive the birthright.
这个帐篷里面才得得到.
It is only in the tent that he can receive the birthright.
结果他得到了.
And as a result, he received the birthright.
所以以扫很太便宜了，这个名分也没有用的东西，你先跟我换这个红豆汤， 那太好。
And Esau has no regard for the birthright. He just gave that away to Jacob.
那雅各就说，那你要对我起誓。
Jacob then said, you must swear to me first.
两个人买卖啊, 那有一个第三者来作证啊。
If there is a barter trade going on here, then someone else have to witness this.
谁来作证最有保证?
Then who is the one who can be the most trustworthy witness?
当然是神了.
Of course, it's God.
所以你要对我起誓.
Therefore, you must swear to me first.
那雅各就对他起誓了, 指着神起誓了.
So Esau then swore to God.
这个起誓就是神作证, 我把长子的名分卖给雅各.
And the swearing is for God to witness such a promise has taken place.
所以这两个追求不同方向了.
Both of them pursue after different things.
所得到呢有不同的结果.
And they both receive different kind of things as a result. As a result of it.
34节就说了。
And verse 34 is said.
这个以扫呢，吃了这个红豆汤啊，就走了。
And Jacob gave Esau some bread and some stew. Then after he ate and drank, he left.
圣经这样说,
and the Bible said,
说这就是以扫轻看了他长子的名分。
So Esau despised his birthright.
这个就是我们的见解。
This is our understanding from reading.
所以今天我们要以扫为见解，以雅各为我们追求的榜样。
And today we must use the examples of Esau as our precedents, and also use Jacob's experience as our goal, our objective.
我们看希伯来书。
Please turn to Book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
第十二章十五节。
Chapter 12, verse 15.
希伯来书十二章十五节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15.
说又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩，恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们，因此就叫众人沾染污秽。十六节。
Verse 16.
恐怕有淫乱的，有贪嫩世俗的，如以扫的。他因一点点食物啊，把自己长子的名分卖了。后来想要承受父所祝的福。Verse
17.
竟被弃绝，虽然嚎哭切求，却得不着门路，使他父亲的心意回转，这是你们知道的啊。这里。
It's a reminder of the author of the book of Hebrews to us.
要谨慎,
we must be careful.
不要失去神的恩,
we should not let go the blessings of the Lord.
我们已经得到这个名分,
we have already received a name from the Lord.
什么时候得到?
And when had we received such a name?
受洗的时候,
it is at the time of our baptism. We have already received the name.
并且领受圣灵为印记,
then by receiving the Holy Spirit as the evidence.
这个要抓住,
hold on to it and grasp.
如果没有牢牢抓住啊, 恐怕会失去,
if you don't hold on to it firmly, then you will lose it.
那这个恩典就失去,
and because you let go such a grace, then it will leave you.
你这个脚跟没有抓好它就溜掉了。
If you don't hold on firmly to the heel, then the heel will just leave you.
那恩典就没了。
That means to say that you will lose such a blessing.
那以扫轻看, 所以他就放松了。
And because Esau has treated lightly of his birthright, therefore he let it go.
最重要关头的时候, 哇, 得不到祝福。
And it is at the very the most important moments of his blessing that he loses it all.
痛悔后悔已经来不及了，没用了。
It is useless that even he come to his regret.
哦，就说这是你们知道了，我们今天知道了，我们就要谨慎，不要像他这样子。
And since we know the consequence today, then we should never be like him.
但是雅各的不一样。
Jacob was just the opposite.
他牢牢地抓住。
He has hold on to it firmly.
所以长大以后，他最重要的把这个名分先得到。
And all he wanted to do is one day when he grow up, he just want to hold on to this birthright.
所以以后他听母亲的话，他又得到祝福了。
And later on, because he listened to the words of his mother, he was blessed even more.
当他离开家的时候啊，神向他显现。
And before he left his home, God has appeared to him.
他又抓住了神的应许。
And he has hold on to the blessings of the Lord once again.
就是雅各，他很厉害。
Jacob was indeed very wise.
他的信心很会抓。
And his faith, the way that he manifests his own faith is by holding on and grasping.
他抓住神的应许，神说：“我必与你同在，你无论哪里去，我就会保佑你，我还要带你回到你父亲的家。”
He hold on to God such that he wanted God to always look after him wherever he go.
这个是神第一次向他显现，对他所应许的话。
And there is the promise of God at the very first time that God has appeared to him.
他醒来的时候，他马上清早起来就立柱子向神许愿，跟他把这个神的应许牢牢抓住了。
And when he woke up from his vision, he quickly erected a stone, a tablet, to make covenant between him and God.
所以他一生就是得到神所应许的。
And you could see many of the blessings from the Lord throughout his life.
一直到虽然雅各的这个人生的旅途啊非常坎坷。
In the journey of Jacob's life, it wasn't a smooth one.
但是神没有离开他。
But God has never departed him.
神都与他同在。
God always with him.
所以任何人要欺负雅各没有用，神都会出面的。
Even someone else was trying to take advantage of Jacob, but God always showed up and helped him.
所以经历许多的患难困苦，但是神都跟他同在，他都安然无恙。
Despite of all kinds of hardship and difficulties Jacob has undergone, God has always helped him in overcoming it.
给他雅各碰到一个最难的一关头。
And Jacob has come to this one very difficult situation.
神保护他脱离了他的舅舅拉班的手，没有被杀。
God has made Jacob to leave his uncle.
这件事情他比较放心，他不放在心上。
And he didn't take quite he didn't
离开拉班，对拉班这个他不太。
Leaving Laban wasn't something that Jacob was worrying about.
他知道神会保护他。
He knew better that God will protect him.
但是现在要面对以扫啊，哦，这个就难关了，这关太难。
But now the worst thing of all is to face Esau again.
所以他很惧怕。
Then he was very frightened.
他就向神祷告。
Then he prayed to God.
他怎么祷告？
How did he pray?
也是将神的应许抓住。
That is to hold on to the promise of God again.
他谦卑俯伏在神面前，抓住神的应许。
He humbly fell on the ground and prayed to God.
求神呢，要救他。
He prayed to God for his rescue.
他成功了。
And he succeeded.
所以在最后一个重要的一个晚上啊，神来跟他摔跤。
And at the very important moment of his life, that one evening, that God has wrestled with him.
哦，神要试试看这个雅各。
God wanted to test Jacob.
你的信心到什么程度?
That to test the level of his faith.
耐得住吗?
If he can withstand all kinds of trials.
这个信心是在忍耐的上头啊，显得完全。
And faith can only you can only show the true side of your faith when you are tried.
这是我们一定要知道的啊，什么叫信心？
What is faith?
耶稣基督说：“信而受洗，必然得救。”
And the Lord Jesus said that if you believe and baptize, you will be saved.
那再听一句话。
Then you should listen further on.
唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
Only those who persevere till the end shall be saved.
哦，这两句话要放在一起啊。
And these two should be integrated
with one another. 受洗的时候抓住这个脚跟。
When you baptize, hold on to the heel.
哎，那忍耐的功夫完成得救的功夫。
Then the work of perseverance makes you work walk till the end.
所以我们的信仰一定要有配合这个忍耐。
And our faith have to be supplemented by our perseverance.
很多事情刚感觉到哇，不能忍耐，要祷告，信心出来了，靠神就能忍耐。信心就是靠神，你就能。
Many things happened to us is so we felt so heart wrenching, and we felt that nothing can be done. But when you have the faith to pray to God, God will give you a way.
所以这种信心一定要坚持。
You must hold on firmly to the faith that you have.
我们就能得到。
Then we will receive it all.
那么在雅各啊，在这最重要关头的时候啊，要面对以扫的时候，他就是，哇，他一直祷告。
At a crucial moment of confronting Esau, then he prayed earnestly.
他晚上都不敢睡觉。
He didn't dare to sleep at night.
所以神就来跟他摔跤。
Then the Lord came to wrestle with him.
那他是成为人来的。
And he came in flesh as a human.
那这个人到底是谁？
And who is this person?
是神，没有错。
It's God himself.
神奇怪，神怎么跟雅各摔跤，摔不赢他呢？没有把他摔倒呢？
And how did God came in flesh and couldn't win over such a wrestling with Jacob?
那这个人是怎么样的人？
And what is this person?
是另外一个雅各。
It is another Jacob itself.
两个雅各在那里摔跤。
It's Jacob, two Jacobs wrestling with one another.
力量相同的啦。
They are of the same strength.
那就看谁的耐力强啊。
It's only a test of their perseverance.
结果啊，摔到天要亮了，没有输赢了。
And they have rest till dawn, and there's no win or lose.
这个就是恒切祷告，我们忍耐到底。
We must persevere in our prayer and to persist till the end.
这是我们得救的功夫。
That is how we can be saved.
所以一定要祷告，要恒切，忍耐要到底。这两句话。
You must persevere in our prayer and to persist in your faith.
那我们就不没有问题了。
Then there will be no problem and difficulty to us.
摔到黎明啊，说哇，没有办法摔倒，摔不赢啊，说好了，那么黎明了，我要走了。
And they wrestled till dawn, and it's a time for the person to leave.
那就给他摸一下这个大，哇，马上就瘸腿了。
Then it quickly touched the heel of Jacob. Then Jacob was crippled.
那雅各就没有力气再摔了。
Jacob no longer had the strength to wrestle.
这个时候他就知道，哇，哇，这个是神的，神的，神跟他摔跤。
Then suddenly he realized that the person that he wrestled with is God himself.
他现在不必摔跤了。
Then he need not wrestle anymore.
就是雅各的他的本性，神赐给他的，出生的时候赐给他的那个功夫啊，就用出来了，抓住，你不要跑，我不让你走。
And therefore you could see that the instinct of Jacob that was born.That was given to him right at his birth. He quickly hold on to the heel of the Lord.
所以起初那个信心很重要。
And the faith at first is very important.
如果那个时候他已经忘记他神给赐给他有这样一个抓功抓的这个功夫啊，就完蛋了。
If he has forgotten about holding on firmly at that very moment,
他没有忘记。
Then it will be disastrous. But he never forgot.
用这个功夫一出来就说抓住他。说你不给我祝福啊，我不让你走。
And his instinct made him to hold on to the heel of the Lord, that he asked the Lord to bless him, otherwise he will never let go.
就因为这样子，所以神啊，就给他祝福啊。
And because he did that, God blessed him.
先给他改名啊，叫以色列。
And God has changed his name to Israel.
你已经得胜了。
And you have won.
改名叫以色列，这个以色列这个名字实在很荣耀。
Change your name to Israel, and Israel, the name Israel is a very glorious one.
先改了名字，然后再为他祝福。
And after he changed his name, God bless him.
好, 然后神就回去了。
Then God left him.
这个就是雅各的神，他的抓住。
This is how Jacob had hold on to his faith.
所以到最后就是把神都抓住了。
At the very end, he hold on to God.
就成功了。
Then he succeeded.
还没有抓住神呢，还不能，还没有。
If you never hold on to God, you should never consider as being having success.
所以我们从抓脚跟开始。
Holding on to the heel is a start.
一直到再来抓住这个长子的名分。
And then holding on to the birthright.
再来抓住神的一切的应许。
And then holding on to all blessings of the Lord.
哇，最后把神也抓住了。
At the end, you hold on to God.
我们就成功了。
Then you succeed.
就会领受神的祝福了。
Then you will receive the blessings from the Lord.
这个是属灵的信徒了。
And this is what I call the believer of the Spirit.
唯有安静常常住在帐篷里的，才能够抓住这些。
Those who are quiet and stay in the tent, then they will receive the blessing of the Lord.
如果今天我们一天到晚在田里跑，会累昏了，什么都没有了。
If all we do today is running in the field, then all you have done is just to driving yourself tired.
这个世界很多东西吸引我们去追啊，追到最后就累昏了，什么都没有。
There are many things in this world appeal to us to strive for.Then you will use up all your strength and power. You can no longer have the strength to go for other things.
所以有时候我听到我们的这个弟兄啊，哎呀，他很累的时候，他想，哦，不行，这样累没有什么意思。
And there was a brother told me that he felt so tired, yet he realized that being so tired is helpless.
他可能会想回来，哎呦，我在世上为什么需要这样忙的这个样子？咦，这样划算吗？我算了说，哎，这样不行。
Then he quickly think to himself of all the things that he had done in the past. Is it worthy for him to put in so much time for this world?
他想说要静下来，哇，好好的想一想。
And he wanted to quiet himself down and think about this clearly.
不至于累昏了，哎。不至于累昏了。
你说想就不，
因为你想了，你就安静下来了。
When you think quietly, you will never be tired.
重新调整一下。
Then you have the room for you to do some readjustment.
当然，在思想之后安静下来想的时候，哇，就很清楚了。嘿，还是这个重要，要追求这些，这样追最好。
Then when you think about something quietly, then you know.Clearly, the way that you want to head on.
有时候啊，我们会被世上这些哇，好像迷惑了。
Many of times we were attracted by the things of this world.
那结果忙乱了。
Then when you are busy, you find yourself confused.
如果没有及时这样醒过来呀，很容易像以扫累昏了。
And if you never come to soberness, you'll be just like Esau.
这个是很危险的。
I will say that it's very dangerous.
所以我们要以以扫啊，这个做我们的见解。
Esau will be our precedence.
不要被世上的事物啊给累昏了。
And you should not be enticed by the things of this world.
应该啊，要像雅各一样，我们有安静的心，哦，常常啊在亲近教会，在帐篷里头来追求那个真正神所应许的。
Be like Jacob.Always pursuing after the quietness of the heart, the quietness of the spirit, and also the blessings of the Lord.
所以圣经特别这样记载。
And the Bible has made this statement an important one.
以扫常常在田野。
That Esau was always in the field.
他累昏了。
And he was tired and exhausted.
为人安静常在帐篷里，他得到。
And because Jacob is the one who's quiet and also stay in the tent, he is the one who received the most blessings.
还常常用这个来提醒我们自己。
And this will serve as a constant reminder to us.
那我们就会像雅各一样抓住那个真正神所要我们抓住的。
And we'll be just like Jacob, that we'll hold on to things that God wants us to grasp. We will for sure receive all the blessings that have been promised by the Lord. That is the will of God. Because all of us have been chosen by God. Let's go on to another verse.
罗马书。
Please turn to Romans.
罗马书第九章。
Romans chapter
9. 罗马书第九章。
Romans chapter
9. 我们从第第六节看。
Let's begin reading from verse 6.
第六节说，这不是说神的话漏空了，因为从以色列生的不多是以色列人。第七节。
Verse 7.
也不因为是亚伯拉罕的后裔就多做他的儿女，唯独从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。第八节。
Verse 8.
这就是说啊，肉身所生的儿女不是神的儿女，唯独那应许的儿女才算是后裔，因为所应许的话是这样说，到明年这个时候我要来，撒拉必生一个儿子。这就是我们上一节所说的以实玛利与以撒的这个道理。
And this is what we have spoke about in last session of sermon about Ishmael and also the incidents of Isaac.
那接下来保罗要再提到的就是以扫跟雅各的事情了。
And then Paul went on with the incident of Esau and also Jacob.
所以第十节说不但如此了。
At verse 10 it said that not only that.
还有这个利百加从一个人就是以扫他怀孕了。
But Rebecca's children had one and the same father.
说双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来，只因为要显明神拣选人的旨意啊，不在乎人的行为，乃在乎造人的主啊。
And verse 11, yet before the twins were born and had done anything good or bad, in order that God's purpose in election might stand.
那神就对利百加说啊，将来大的要服侍小的。
And God has told him told her very clearly that the older will serve the younger.
所以以后在圣经上又说啊，说雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的，因为后来他的表现不一样。
And just as it is written, Jacob I love, but Esau I hated.
这两句话，第一个，将来大的要服侍小的，这个是神预先的拣选。
And the statement of the older will serve the younger is a will of God, a choosing of God.
今天我们是有福气的。
Today we are the blessed one.
这个我们已经得到了。
We have already received.
但是下面呢，以后会在圣经上会再证明说，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。
But in what's going to come later, will prove the statement of Jacob I love, Esau I hated be true.
那就以后他们长大以后的表现就是这样。
And when you observe the Jacob and Esau in the when they grew up, all these things has revealed.
所以今天呢，我们一定要以扫啊为鉴戒，以雅各呢做我们追求的目标。
And today, Esau will be our precedent, and Jacob will be our example to strive for.
那神拣选人的旨意啊，不在乎人的行为，乃在乎造人的主，这什么意思
？And the reason why they were children chosen is not because of our act, but because of who we are born of.
这个也就是保罗在以弗所说那里所说的，得救是在于神的恩典和人的信心。
And just like what Paul has said in the book of Ephesians, that the reason why they were chosen is because of our faith.
所以今天呢，一定要用信心来抓住神的恩典。
And today we must have the faith to hold on to the promise of the Lord.
不在乎行为，不在乎那奔跑的定义的。
Doesn't matter your own act. Doesn't matter of your how much things that you have done.
一定要凭信心。
You must do everything by your faith.
因着这个信心蒙神称义，因着这个信心呢，来抓住神一切的应许。
And with such kind of faith that you hold on to.Firmly to the promise of God.
因为这个信心呢，来遵行神的旨意，完成得救的功夫。
And because of such faith that you are able to accomplish the acts of salvation.
好，我们来最后来看这一节圣经。
We would like to read this lastly.
啊，以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第八节。
Verse 8.
以弗所书二章八节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8.
说你们得救啊，是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。第九节
，verse nine，
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。啊，这里告诉我们
，it tells us here，
我们得救啊，是本乎恩啊，这个恩就是神的恩典呐、啊，神的拣选呐、
啊。It says here, it is by grace that we have been saved。
啊，也因着信。
And also through faith.
神的拣选要我们人的信心啊，去配合。
And even God wanted to choose us, but we must have faith in order to make it happen.
哦，那信就没有可夸的。
And there is nothing that you should boast about.
你如果你做工得到工价，那有可夸，我付出代价。
And if you work and receive wage, then there will be something that you can boast about.
恩典是白白得来的，是用信心去领受。
But since grace has been received freely, then it's received just because you have faith.
说这个不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
It says here, it is not from yourself, it is a gift of God.
这就是神的拣选，不是我们去，主耶稣说，不是你们拣选我，是我拣选你们啊。
That is solely the choosing of God. It is God who have chosen us, not we have chosen God.
如果神没有拣选，恩典没有下来，你再怎么努力也没有用啊。
If God had never chose you, then it doesn't matter how much work you have put in, you will not be saved.
好像雅各怎么会抓住以扫的脚跟？这个不是出于自己，出于神啊。
And the reason why Jacob has hold on to his brother's heel is not out of his own will, but the will of God.
就显明神拣选他。
It is a manifestation of God's choosing of him.
所以今天因为神拣选我，所以我们才会来抓住耶稣的脚跟呢。
And because God has chosen us today, therefore we have to grasp his heel.
让我们抓住。